Welcome to episode 96.
96.
Of the Breakdown Walls podcast. 96 episodes and counting.
Oof.
Sturlock, we're four away from 100.
Oh, man.
Four. That's four episodes.
Four
episodes away. Oh, man. And you know what we haven't done yet? Our homework. We need to do our homework.
Yes, we do.
about that. Totally. All right. So, this episode of the podcast is going to be a super light episode. I mean, there's like nothing.
Nothing happened.
Like, there's definitely no accessibility news at all.
Nope.
It's just none. It's just, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are ready for what's truly going to be the worst episode ever. It's just, it's really just going to be filled with just nonsense and just. I'm just kidding.
This it is really is, especially when I tell you the thing that we discovered last night about it. And it's going to be terrible.
You mean the nonsense? The thing?
Yeah.
The nonsense, right?
Yeah. Okay. There's this thing we discovered last night. It's not important. It's whatever.
No, it's terrible. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's really bad. No, totally kidding. It's gonna be a great episode. We got stuff to talk about, and some of it came out of nowhere, and
literally nowhere. It was
pretty much every blind person knows about this already, but if you're a blind person that doesn't know about this for some reason, or if you're a sighted listener, because we have some of those, you might learn something pretty awesome today. So, let's get into it. So let's begin our show, though, with some
gaming news.
Welcome to Gaming News. All right. So we actually have quite a few topics in gaming news this week to start with. And we're going to start with one of the things that we do sometimes where we, actually talk about a serious issue. And I want to bring it up because, for multiple reasons. For one thing, it's an important topic no matter where you're coming from. But it also is doubly important to me because one of the people that is involved in this is someone basically that I consider a friend, someone that I met originally through RKG. Mm-hmm. I still occasionally chat with them and they're awesome people. So I want to talk about the Twitch Do Better movement.
I did hear about this.
Yeah, it is a movement that has been spawned. It actually, the hashtag, I just actually recently learned this. I didn't know this at first, but I recently learned that this is where my connection to it comes in. The Twitch Do Better hashtag that has been started was started by Wreck-It Raven, a Twitch user that I'm familiar with because of RKG, someone that I've talked with.
I remember them.
Yeah. So, she spawned this hashtag, and it's really taking off because it's true.
Yep.
The honest fact is Twitch and YouTube, to be fully clear here, and really all platforms, honestly, but Twitch is getting the spotlight and so is YouTube right now because it's happening on those platforms a lot more. Need to do better about policing hate is essentially where this is coming from.
Yep.
I will always say that the new tags that Twitch released are a good thing. They still are a good thing.
Yeah, I like them.
The purpose of the tags is still good. The idea behind them is still good. It is to help discoverability. It's to help people find their communities. And that's good. But the problem is Twitch released over 300 tags you could add to your streams without increasing their security efforts to police those who would look for those tags for
harassment
reasons. Yeah. Yes.
And I saw people as soon as the tags came out saying, like, this is going to happen. Like, people are going to be doing this. And, sure enough.
And sure enough, they were right. Yep, they were absolutely right. it's I don't know. It's terrible. It's really terrible. It's really bad. There are now these things that are happening called like hate raids.
Ugh.
Where a channel that is a hate speech channel will raid a user that has these tags. And, you know, on one hand, it's viewership, but on the other hand, it's like a bunch of people coming in there just to abuse the creator.
Yeah.
And it's wrong. It's wrong on every single level. And Twitch and YouTube, really, like I said, any platform, like, this is not new. You know, it's hitting Twitch hard right now because of all the tags they released, but it's also not new. You know, people come in and harass all the time. People come in and hate all the time.
Mm-hmm.
On marginalized creators all the time. And, you know, these platforms need to do something about it. And Twitch has only recently responded to this. And what they have so far said is that they are improving their chat filters, or they actually have released an improvement to their chat filters. That's according to them. So the chat filters will be better about automating hate speech. But they said there are more improvements to come in the coming weeks. And I mean, I hope they're right. But on the other hand, like, this should have been the consideration when this whole thing went down. Like, this.
Yeah.
If you're going to release, what was it, 350 tags?
Something like, yeah, it was a lot. It was
basically release them for this reason.
It was incredibly short-sighted of them to release a bunch of, you know,
discoverability tags
and not have something like this in place to combat harassment. And that's just how do you not think about that?
I tend to agree. Yeah. And it's a real shame. And I hope they do right. I just want to talk about this to basically applaud the movement.
Yep.
And it's definitely a worthy cause. Thank you to Wreck-It Raven for speaking out against the hate on Twitch.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I hope things get better for you and for Black creators and other marginalized creators as a whole, as a result of this movement. So applaud the Twitch Do Better movement. Use the hashtag Twitch Do Better, and talk about your own experiences, or don't. I mean, it's up to you. Like, you don't have to come forward if you don't want to, or if you do, that's great. But just support the cause, because it's Twitch needs to do better. So does YouTube, so does Twitter, so does Facebook, you know, every platform you can think of.
Yep.
All right. So next up, I put the next three items on one line because, like, I did this for a reason. I was like, good Lord, a lot of things are happening in the next 2 days and I can't handle it.
I know, right?
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I put the next two items on one line, and the next one is on its own line. So here we go. We've just recently found out, because here's the thing. I don't know. Maybe I missed something along the way somewhere, but I didn't know until this week that the Diablo II Resurrected closed beta was happening this week. They said August before, but I didn't know a date until this week. Turns out it's tomorrow. Yeah. So the Diablo II Resurrected closed beta starts tomorrow. I will likely be trying it out, but I don't know if it's going to happen on stream or not. I don't know if the rules of the closed beta are that you can't stream it. You know, I have no idea. No idea at all. That's why currently my streaming plan is another thing that's happening tomorrow. Hades coming to the other consoles, PS5 and Xbox Series XS, whatever. Xbox consoles, I guess. Every Xbox console, pretty much.
Yep.
Hades coming to consoles that are not the Switch. Also tomorrow, my original plan was to stream Hades on PS5. And as far as I know, that's going to stay the same unless I find out that we can stream the Diablo 2 beta. Because if we can, I might switch to that. I don't know. Because that would be something new. Like Hades, I mean, I want to stream Hades on PS5. My whole thing with Hades on PS5 is I want to do a thing where, like, at the very least, my first trophy in Hades on PS5 is streamed. Like, this is the start of my journey.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm going to try to platinum it. So I want to do that. But if I get the chance to stream a brand new thing like Diablo 2, well, it's, I guess, not brand new, but it's you know, it's, you get the idea. You know, if I get the chance to do that, I'll do that. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen yet tomorrow, but it's going to be nuts. But also, on top of that, the Back for Blood open beta starts today. Now, if you, we'll get to this later on, but if you watch my Streamversary, I actually did a live accessibility review of Back for Blood, the closed beta, during the Streamversary. I know Sturlock wasn't a huge fan of that, but it was kind of like I said, I told him afterwards, the reason I did it is because it harkened back to the past year or so and how live accessibility reviews have become a much larger part of my streams. And the fact that we got to do one live on that day, to me, was good, was cool. So anyway, that's what I did. Anyway, if you watched that, cool. If you didn't, Back 4 Blood is not super accessible for the blind. It does have some narration, but it's mostly not accessible really at all.
Nope.
I did find some things out, though, that I was wrong about. And I guess... I'll just talk about it now, because I'm talking about Back 4 Blood right now. So I did find out that the little home base place you have to walk through to click on everything and find people to do the things you want to do. Yeah, you actually don't have to do that.
Oh.
If you're in the home base, at any point, if you press the left bumper, it brings up a menu of all those things. So you can do it from there.
Well, that's good, at least.
That's good. That's good. It's not enough, but it's
kinda
good.
It's kind of like Dragon Ball FighterZ in that way.
Yeah.
You can walk to stuff if you really want to, but you don't really have to.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that was okay. A good thing to discover.
That's good.
But it wasn't, you know, it's not enough to play that game, but it was good to find that out. Also, I did find out that aim assist was further configurable, but I didn't realize that because it wasn't in the accessibility menu when you first started. You have to go into the options menu after you start, and then you find it, and then it's configurable.
That's silly.
So yeah, I didn't realize it. So there you go. I found out a couple. It is better than I thought it was.
Still not enough live to. Review.
It's not enough to play the game, but it's better than I thought. There is too much verticality to worry about playing that game.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yep. As this is gaming news, I bring this up because if you are a sighted person who is interested in Back 4 Blood, you can now try some of it in an open beta today. The open beta runs for, I believe, a week. So I think you have until the 19th to play it. So enjoy. Enjoy the open beta for Back 4 Blood. Kill some zombies for the Breakdown Walls podcast, why don't you? Kill some zombies.
Yeah.
And then Hades is happening tomorrow. And... okay, so if I don't know if you looked at the outline in advance, Sturlock, but if you did, you might be surprised I wrote the next thing down. But I did it because things. two reasons. All right. So I want to talk about, believe it or not, the Ariana Grande Fortnite event.
And
I want to talk about this for two reasons. Number one, I still truly do admire what Fortnite has become. I really do. Like, I might not be the blind guy that plays Fortnite, and I'm definitely not that guy, but I definitely admire what it's become. I the things that they do with that platform continue to impress me every single time they do something. And I just admire it from a technology perspective, just to be able to do these things in a basically streamed environment, kind of. Like, you load into a game and it just, things can just happen. Like, they can just make stuff happen at any point. And it's crazy what they're capable of in that platform. Like, for instance, during the Ariana Grande concert, during at different points in that concert, you were in control the whole time, for one thing. You never lost control. It was never just a cutscene they were playing for you. You never lost control. At one point, you're fighting a boss, like a raid boss. Everyone on the server fights this boss during one part of the concert. And apparently, it's one of the former raid bosses from old school Fortnite, back when Fortnite was more focused on being a kind of like live service MMO type thing.
Oh, wow.
Before they became what they are today. So it's one of the old raid bosses from that era. And you're fighting him. And then, at a later point, you're launched into this little mini game where you're flying around and collecting little bubbles and stuff. Like, it's like, what gets me about that is it's live gameplay that is changing dynamically as it's happening.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, it's something, you know?
Yeah.
There's something to that. But the real reason I want to bring it up, second reason I want to bring it up, is because the Ariana Grande concert specifically actually was the first concert that truly expressed what Fortnite is becoming, only because, I mean, a lot of other concerts have existed in the game, but the reason this one actually stood out, and I found out about this today, I read an article about it today, is that it's the first concert that actually also tied into the world lore that's currently happening in the game. Other concerts have been one-off events, and they've been cool, but they haven't actually tied into the existing lore that's happening right now in the narrative of the game. This one did.
Oh, wow.
The countdown clock for the concert. So for context here, Fortnite is undergoing an alien invasion at the moment. You know, these things happen in Fortnite.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The countdown clock for the concert was on one of the alien flying saucers. So they used to be off in the distance, and 6 days before the concert happened, one of the flying saucers that was about to invade flew to the center point, like up over the island, and projected the countdown clock.
Oh, wow.
So it ties into the world lore, and also, I believe when the concert starts, you actually teleport, all your characters are teleported to the mothership. So you're actually on the alien spacecraft when the concert begins. And so, you know, it's a bunch of, like, it's cool. Like, they're integrating their idea of, like, world events with these neat tie-in things they're doing. So, also, I found out that at the end of the concert, a giant version of Ariana Grande smashes all the players with a hammer. And I just find that funny. Ariana smash! Yeah, it's funny. But, like, you know, it's just, I don't know. Something about Fortnite and the way they're doing things now is, there's something about it that gets to me every single time. Like, I feel like this is one branch of the future of games. Does that make any sense? Like, not necessarily Fortnite, but, like, the way some games are going to be, the way some live service games are going to work is going to emulate something like this.
Yeah.
And that just, like, I see it. I see it in my head. And I'm just consistently impressed by what they do. So I want to talk about it. And now I have.
Well, it's really funny, too, because, like, they were talking about this kind of thing, like, from, I think, pretty much inception. And everybody was just like, what? Okay, whatever.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Like, okay, but guys, like,
yeah,
whatever.
You can't do that. You can't do that and host 100 people on the same on a multiple servers and, like,
yep.
Yeah, you can't do all that. No way. It's not going to work. And they do it all the time now. All the time. Now, I will say this. They weren't talking about the concerts right away when the game first started out. That kind of, I think, came from a lot of different things. And I actually think COVID was a factor here. Mm-hmm. And in a way, I want to be clear about this. I think COVID was a positive factor here because Fortnite was one of those situations where, because they had already started to establish, they had done, I think, two of their concerts before COVID became a thing.
Yeah, the Marshmallow one.
Marshmallow was before it, and so was the one other one. it was another, I think it was another DJ, but I can't remember what his name was. Yeah, I think there was two. Anyway, so when COVID became a thing, Fortnite leverages this technology they're working on for concerts and world events and everything, and they make the most of it by making Party Royale. And look at what Party Royale has now become.
Yeah.
Party Royale, I'm not even kidding, Party Royale has hosted film festivals.
Wow.
They've hosted feature length movies on Party Royale. They've hosted multiple concerts, some of which, you know, like Marshmello's concert was like 10 minutes long. They've hosted 2 hour long concerts, like actual, like, concert length shows. And you know, it's become a way for people to enjoy that kind of thing, to enjoy like a concert like environment interactively with their Fortnite characters, because you never lose control. So, you know, whatever craziness they choose to pull, you're always in control during that craziness. So it's like the new age of what a concert could be. It's a new definition of what a concert could be. And it can be done from your home. And it can even be done on mobile.
That's the crazy part.
That's the crazy part, yeah. Every platform can go to Party Royale and do all this stuff. So, yeah, man. It's something else. It's something else. Anyway, that's all for that. That's all. That's enough of that nonsense. That's kidding. Because I'm only reacting this way because that's the end of what I have written for gaming news. So unless, Sterlock, you have something else for gaming news, well, we have to move on, Sterlock. We have to go to the next segment, Sterlock.
Oh, no. I don't think I have anything.
Oh, that's good. I mean... All right. Well, then, it's time to move on to what surely will be a terrible segment full of nothing at all. It's time to move on to... Excellent Building News! Welcome to Excellent Building News! Okay, Sherlock. It's time to pull the tarp off.
Oof.
It's time to just go insane, because that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
Like, we can't avoid it. There's no stopping it. So prepare yourselves, listeners, because...
Ain't no stopping this train we're on.
How dare you.
I knew you'd get that reference.
Making references already. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of accessibility news. A little bit.
Kind of.
There is now a total blind accessibility mod for Hearthstone.
Yep.
Hearthstone, ladies and gentlemen, has a blind accessibility mod. And it came out on my Streamiversary day.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I was playing Hades, minding my own business, and Sterlock here in my chat, it was you, I remember.
Yep.
And it says, oh my god. And I'm like, what? What's going on? And you're like, Link?
Yeah. And your reaction was great too. You're just like,
I was like, no. Yeah, it's real. It's real. I still can't believe that it is, but it is real.
It's funny because I even told you when it happened. I think I've even linked you to the original thread.
Yeah, you did.
But I made a Reddit thread like 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah, I just got it. Yeah. I just got it in my head. Like, I don't know what reminded me, but like we had talked about for years, just like, you know, Hearthstone would actually be fairly easy-ish, at least in terms of like.
We talked about the challenges too. Like we talked about minion placement and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
we talked about that stuff, but.
But relatively speaking, it'd be the easiest of Blizzard's current
yes.
games to make accessible.
Yes, we did talk about that.
And I was just like, you know what? I think it was the Hades mods that got me thinking, you know? And I posted a Reddit thread and was like, could this be done? You know?
Yeah.
And it got... No, I mean, like, it got a lot of people talking, but, like, not really a whole lot of people, like... were confident that they could like make something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was like one person that like said they were kind of interested, but like when I asked them to add me to Discord because it's easier than Reddit private messages,
yeah,
they're not hear back from them, but whatever.
No longer matters.
No, it doesn't matter. Well, that's the funny part because this person, I don't know what they identify as, so I'm not gonna. But
yeah,
they were working on this independently of my thread. They didn't even know about my thread until they had already posted.
Yeah,
theirs, and Yeah, like the only reason I knew about this when I did is because a couple people mentioned me. And when you, or at least I have it set to where if someone replies to one of your threads, you get an email.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just happened to check my email and somebody, you know, mentioned me like, hey, look, they did it.
Hey, look, they did it. Oh. I actually also the fun thing, the great thing about this is Sterlock, it comes full circle too, because I looked at the thread, I looked at the new thread from the modder who goes by Guide Dev.
Yep.
I looked at the thread from them and saw that some people from your thread came over to that thread.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one comment that was like, dude, I told you that making an accessibility mod would be impossible. And yep. Clearly I was wrong. And yeah. I'm sorry.
They were glad to be wrong though. Like,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Oh my God. Hearthstone.
This is nuts.
So what does it do? What does it do? Well, okay. So the biggest thing that needs to be said here right off the bat is, because really it's the central point, is the gameplay itself is already done.
Yeah, the battling, all the battles work flawlessly.
Yeah, the battles work flawlessly. It's tremendous. I even saw something today. Sterlock, do you know about the quest lines mechanic?
Yes.
You do know about the quest lines mechanic. Yeah. Okay. I fought someone this morning who had a legendary card that had a quest line on it.
Yep.
And it read those.
Yep.
It reads those too. So, you know.
I think the only thing, new mechanic that doesn't work currently is trading. But that's like brand new to.
Oh, is it?
Of Stormwind.
I didn't know it was brand new. Okay, that's cool. Yep.
That is a brand new mechanic to this.
That actually explains some of the comments the Tavern Keep is making it at, when you launch the game sometimes. Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, like shop around, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to Stormwind. Yeah.
Yep.
But the battles work. And the mod will help you get into that. Okay, first of all, we have to talk about the tutorial. Like,
oh, dude,
the tutorial.
I can't believe he did this or they did this, whatever.
The, like, the tutorial is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's actually a standout feature of the mod.
Yep.
So it uses the game's pre-existing game tutorial, which teaches you how to play the game. But with the mod active, it changes all the tutorial messages and narrates them with a kind of a pre-recorded TTS. It narrates them and tells you how to play the game using the mod.
Yep.
And he doesn't change anything about the gameplay. The tutorial gameplay, the matches play out the same, but he figured out, well, they figured out, I'm doing it too. They figured out, they figured out that, basically the way to show you how to use the mod they created while also keeping the tutorial as it was. And it's fantastic. Like, I mean, there's no better way. Like, and the thing is, like, from my experience, when I played this on stream, I wanted to get to it. I wanted to play it on stream. So when I got it working, because it took me a second because I messed up and didn't update Hearthstone. when I played it on stream, I just jumped right into it. And the tutorial was just like, okay, here you go. Here's what you do. Here are the keys that you need to press to do the things. And it's perfect.
Yeah.
It and it just flows and it just works.
Eases you in very nicely too.
Well, yeah, like the tutorial itself, like the game's natural tutorial eases you in pretty nicely too. I mean, it gives you a 10 life opponent.
Yep.
Who seems like who doesn't really know what he's doing. Like, you just wait until I have 10 mana. You know, it's actually really, it's really well done. The game's existing tutorial is already really, really well done, and the fact that they just incorporated the mod tutorial in on this level, in this way, is just perfect. So anyway, tutorial works flawlessly. You can do that, and then you can do two things now. Just talking about. We'll get to the other stuff later, Sterlock, but just talking about like what the mod is set for.
Yeah.
The mod will help you do practice matches and one of the stories in the Book of Heroes, which is Jaina Proudmoore's story, the mage story.
Which I finally beat yesterday.
Oh, good. Good for you. Good for you. How'd you like that last fight with the secret mage?
That was cool.
Yeah, man. I secret mages are tough.
Yeah.
Freaking secret mages.
Secrets are like, oof.
Man. They're devious. There's some devious ones out there, dude.
Devious. Yeah, because it like makes it like, I want to play the spell, but what if he's got, counterspell?
What if he's counterspell? I want to summon this minion, but what if he's got do 6 damage to the minion as soon as
that's summoned? Yeah.
Yeah. Secret mages, man.
Yep.
But it's we can play Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Even though what I've just described to you is the only things the mod is actually set up for in terms of the menu structure, it's still amazing. But it does go beyond that. Because like we said, the reason we said first that the battles worked is that if you can get to certain other modes, you can still play them. Yep. I have played online. Like I was just talking about, I fought someone this morning that had a questline card. I've played online a lot lately because you can get to the play button with OCR.
I finally got to rank 38 in Apprentice.
I don't know what rank I am. I need to double check that actually. I played quite a bit and let's see. I've played other stories besides Jaina's as well.
Yeah, I'm doing Kurtris in Mercenary Book of
Mercenaries. You might get stuck on that one because I did.
Oh.
There seems to be in one of those fights. I started that one too, and I can't continue it because there seems to be something special in one of those fights that the mod is not set up to deal with.
Huh.
It's a choice that happens at the beginning of a fight, and even though the mod does fine with other choices that every other choice that I've ever seen in that game, it can't seem to deal with this one.
Oh, that's
buttons don't do a thing. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. So you might get stuck on that one, dude. Mm. Sorry to tell you.
Okay.
But enjoy what you can of it. It is a good story. What you can get done of it. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. So if you can reach another mode with OCR, pretty much everything else is playable as long as you can get to it.
Yep.
And some things are more difficult to get to than others. It's actually a little bit of a challenge to get to other stories in the Book of Heroes and the Book of Mercenaries and everything, but you can do it if you're patient enough and use OCR and fling the mouse around a lot. But as for the mod, it is set up to get you to practice modes. You can play practice games against normal and expert opponents. All the classes can be unlocked. You can unlock all the cards if you, all the core cards, I should say, if you play all the levels of that. And that's pretty much what the mod is set up to do right now. But don't... Like, if you're a sighted person listening to this, don't think that's, like, a small thing. Like, just the fact that we can play this game at all is monstrous. It's monstrous. It's utterly huge. It's, I have longed to play this game since it came out 8 years ago. I have desperately wanted to play this game. I've always loved listening to other people play this game. And finally, I'm getting to enjoy this game, and I love every second of it.
That's so good.
Every second of it. I can play this game all day. I can.
Yep.
Playing online is fun. I don't even care if I lose. I actually care about completing my quests, like my daily quests, which, you can totally do that. It tells you pop-ups for quests are also working with the mod, so you can track those too. And it's a lot of fun. I haven't yet played against someone I know yet, and I want to do that. I still haven't done that.
I have.
I know you have, and I'm jealous.
But it's both Chaos and...
Chaos?
And Ray. Yep.
Wait. Wait. How did you play against Chaos, Sturlock?
Well...
Was that your segue? Is that how you're doing this?
Well, no, actually,
because you did say there was a thing.
It was, but like, so at first, right? We didn't know we could do this. So initially, the first night, a couple days ago, Ray just team viewered into my thing and just clicked on the thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Because we can accept invitations accessibly. Well, not, I mean, not through the mod, but you can OCR and hit the accept thing. But we figured out that if you have someone in your friends list, if you go to the social tab, you'll pretty much need Golden Cursor for this.
Oh, I don't have that.
You'll need it. And it's free. It's what, you know, it's easy to get. But the social button is at like the pretty much the bottom left. So you click on that. If you click on, see, now I'm forgetting like exactly how to do it, but like there's a way to do it, and like yeah, it's doable. You can also spectate, and what's cool about spectating is that works too.
Yeah,
when you spectate a match, it's like it puts you in the perspective of who you're spectating, so it'll still say you and your opponent. And so,
but the point is that the mod functionality works with the spectating,
and you can do everything that you would do, you know, other than obviously playing the cards.
Right.
But you can look at their board and their minions in their hand, and
yeah,
you can look at everything. It's great.
That's great.
It's so cool,
man. That is so cool. Well, you know, you realize that means we got to fight, right?
Yep.
You realize that.
I added you, I think.
You think? Okay. I'll take a look.
I added your funny man. I don't know if that's your Blizzard email.
I don't think it is. No, I don't think it is.
Okay.
I don't think it is. I think it's my Gmails. Because I don't think I didn't have a Battle.net account that I know of anyway, unless I have an old one for some reason. I didn't have one until I worked with them, and I don't even check that other email anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we'll figure it out.
I think Sterlock 1534 is my thing.
Okay. I will look you up, man.
But yeah, like, it's, I can't believe, like, you can play online, like, it's... I can't wait. Well, the thing that I am looking forward to, I think most of all, with this mod is
deck building.
Deck building for sure.
God, yes.
Me too,
man.
Because the base decks, not that good.
No, I mean there's
really
there's some good. There's some exceptions to that. Like there's some good cards in the base decks.
There are good cards in the base decks, but like.
But overall, man.
Yeah, because like.
And
you
when
come
you...
across somebody with like a decent deck, even an apprentice, and they're just gonna wipe the floor with you.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, even before you come across someone's Sherlock, you start seeing the cards you're unlocking as you play, and you're like, oh my god, I want this card in my deck right now. And you can't yet do that with the mod.
Like some of the dragons. Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've seen some of the dragons in action too. Like, oh,
yeah, Ray has some in her deck, and they're not nice. And
they're not very friendly.
Yeah, they're not very friendly.
Although, does she have the one that goes, "We're friends now"? Hello, friend.
Yep, she does have that one, the bright one.
So they are very friendly. Just kidding. Oh man, it's just Hearthstone, yep. Hearthstone, guys.
It's so good.
Yeah, so I'll be fighting Sterlock hopefully maybe tonight. I don't know.
Hopefully.
That'd be cool. I'd take you on. Show you my power skills.
There's a weird bug, and I think it's a Hearthstone bug. I don't think it's anything. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a Hearthstone bug, but sometimes when you invite someone initially, it doesn't take. Like, it doesn't show.
Okay,
but then it like shows like it, and this is a funny thing about the mod, right? Is like the stuff that randomly will read, like alerts and stuff will pop up,
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's definitely set up to do that. It's definitely
like,
set up to do
you
that.
You know, name has canceled the challenge. Like, that will read.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, there's stuff that randomly reads.
And then, like, there's stuff that doesn't. Like, rank increases in online don't read at all.
Yeah.
But, also, by the way, I got the battle pass because I'm an idiot.
Oh, jeez.
Like, we
can't do anything with it yet.
We can't build decks yet, but I freaking got it. because when we can,
yep,
then I will.
Yep.
But it doesn't read increases to your battle pass level either.
Ah.
So just so you know. But it's also, the thing is, I have Misty too, and Misty has been helping me. She hasn't helped me build a deck or anything, but she has helped me claim my rewards for battle pass at least.
Ray helped me open packs and
claim
a bunch of stuff the other night.
Yeah, so that's good. That's good. So I will. She actually wants me to wait until I can build a deck myself. Like, she didn't want to. Like, not that she.
Sure.
What's the wording here? It's not that she didn't want to help me build the deck, but she wants me to have that experience.
That satisfaction of looking through everything. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, putting together my own first deck, not being like, okay, mister, read everything and I'll tell you what to do.
Oh, I know, like, when that first becomes accessible, I'm going to be spending probably at least 2-3
oh, dude, yeah.
In the freaking deck builder.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's a card that that I saw that, like, in the there's a story, and I don't know how to get to it. Misty tells me the solo menu contains more than just Book of Heroes and Book of Mercenaries. There are other books below them.
I know there's Ashes of Outlands too.
Yeah, that's also there, but there's more according to Misty.
Really?
There's also more. She's playing now too. She actually picked up Hearthstone again because I started playing it.
Yeah, Ray's been playing Hearthstone. Like, she's even at work, she's been like, Hearthstone.
Right? But Misty found this story about a party in preparation. And while it's a very silly story, but while this mage is preparing for this party, he's fighting, he's preparing for a party, but also fighting this like demonic prince at the same time. He's like,
okay,
oh, balloons, we have to get the balloons, and then he's do another attack. So you play as the silly mage, but the silly mage is amazing. Like, the cards that you have, dude, there is a card that he has that casts 5 secrets.
Oh my god.
5 of them. And you have 2 of those.
Oh my god. That's really good.
There is a card that he has that gives you 5 mana crystals.
Whoa. I really like the element. I forget what the name of the thing is. It's something something elementalist, but it basically makes spells. It's a minion that basically makes spells cast one additional time.
Kirin Tor elementalist.
Kirin Tor, that was what it was. Yep.
Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah, that one's fun for, like, Jaina Pradmore gets a couple of those in one of her decks.
Especially if you can increase your spell damage first and then start casting spells around.
Mm-hmm.
That can get nuts.
I like those fights because they're essentially, like, puzzles.
Yeah, they are. They're puzzles.
It's cool. Like,
yeah. How would you get past this challenge? You're always given the same deck. You're always facing the same deck. How do you get past it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And some of them are very difficult.
I could not. I had to quit the there's the fourth battle of Anduin, the priest.
I haven't done his story yet.
I got stuck on that, and I was just like, I want to do Jaina.
I'm just gonna do Jaina instead,
because that had come out, like, the accessibility thing came out. So it's like, I'll just do this now. Because
I see. So you were playing that one before the patch, and then the patch came out, and it was like, it gives you Jaina, and like, okay, I'll just do that. I would say, like, the second to last fight with Jaina, hardest one.
Yep.
With Thrall,
that was tough.
Doomhammer. Oh
yeah, Doomhammer. Doomhammer is. That thing is nasty.
That's it's one of the nastiest weapons I've seen. I've seen there is one that's technically nastier because it has 7 attack, but it's I don't know, Doomhammer, because it can attack twice is pretty
and nasty. It has 8 durability, I think it is. Yeah. Or something.
I think it's 10. I think it might be 10.
Is it? I don't remember. That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's hard, man. That was a hard fight.
Yeah, it's a lot to get past. Plus that combined with his healing rain, like, oh, you've done some damage to me, right? I mean, I'm going to take 12 of that back, if you don't mind.
Yep.
But, I mean, like, there's not enough to say about Hearthstone. We could just talk about Hearthstone all day long.
Yep.
And I actually wrote in the outlines, I said, if we can talk about anything else, here are some other topics. So Hearthstone has an accessibility mod. It's getting patched. It's by the way, even the patching of that mod is done unlike any other mod that I've had to deal with. Like it's made to be so easy for you, the user, to do. You install it once, and then when there's a patch for the mod, you run the patcher again, and it just says, "Hey, there's a new patch. Would you like to apply it?" You hit yes, and it's done.
Now, there was a new version of the patcher that just came out yesterday.
Oh.
I don't think it does. I mean, it doesn't do anything to the mod per se, but it's just, I think it just does some
behind the patcher itself. Yeah.
Tweaking for the patcher.
Yeah. So. Okay. Okay. I'll go grab that because why not?
Because you can't update the thing without it now. Like, it'll tell you, like, oh, your patcher's out of date.
Yeah. Get a new one, son.
So. But it's nice though, like it does tell you, just like, hey, like this thing's out of date, just so you know. Like
I'm just messing around. Yeah, it is the language that they use is nice. It just says, hey, it's out of date, get the latest version, blah blah blah.
Yep.
So there you go. It's so well done. I even love the fact that they use that sound effect during the patching process.
Yeah.
Like it's a very Hearthstone-y sound effect while it's patching the game. It's like, okay, done. Go ahead and launch the game now.
Man. I like how when you're waiting, it doesn't tell you this in the mod. I kind of wish it did. It'd be nice for like as like a toggle maybe. But when you're waiting for like online stuff, there'll be like stuff on the screen like glaring at Innkeeper, you know, polishing mana crystals.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all.
Yep.
That's great.
Bribing the guards, you know.
Bribing the guards. Oh no. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Things I had no idea about.
Yep.
I also I know there are a few Easter eggs too. You can click. I mean, if obviously we can't do this with the mod, but there's actually environmental things. If you click on certain aspects of the environment in the tavern, things will happen. Like there are like some of the NPCs in the crowd, I guess you can click on and they'll like, you'll greet them and they'll say hi back or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, some stuff, like there's some little Easter egg things there. People will do that sometimes when they're waiting for their opponent to take a turn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a thing you can do. I don't even think it triggers on the other side. Like, I think it's just a local thing. It doesn't do anything on your opponent's screen or anything. I think it just does something for you if you want to hear it.
I like, I hope we get, I mean, it's kind of low priority, but I hope we do get it at some point as a way to do the emotes.
I know, I want those.
Because there have been times where I've just been like, you know, hey, well played or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I really appreciate it, actually, when someone uses the emotes to me.
Mm-hmm.
I already do. There was one guy I fought yesterday. I think it was yesterday. It might have been yesterday or the day before. One guy I fought that I don't know if he was trolling me or not, but every card I played, he was like, spectacular. Every time I played a new card, spectacular. He was playing as the Warlock. He was like, spectacular. Every single time. And I was like, okay, thanks, I guess.
That's pretty funny.
And I don't know, man. I'm so happy. Like, it just, it's just, it like feels like
the part that still gets me is like, I put out my thread. Neither guy dev or I knowing that the other was
doing the thing,
and this comes out, and it comes out on your stream of like,
on the what? Stream anniversary.
What?
And I was like, guys,
out of nowhere,
you want to see this now, right? Everyone's like, oh yes.
Yep.
Oh man, it was so great.
It's so good.
That my archive of that footage will be eventually exported to YouTube. I know that that Debate is going to split it up into bits and pieces because it is a giant 12-hour stream. So
yeah,
there will be some splitting going on there. It is conveniently already split into chapters on the stream itself, so it shouldn't be too difficult for him, I don't think. I think he already put the markers there.
Nice. So that's good.
Yeah, so that's nice. All right.
I still go back and look because I was just your reaction.
I know.
Is when I initially sent the link and you're just like, no.
No. I did it multiple times too. I couldn't process it. I couldn't process it.
Well, that was my reaction too. I was like, what?
This can't be real.
No.
It's gotta be fake.
I'm asleep, right? Like this is
right. Oh my God. And now we're talking about fighting each other tonight. Like yep. now we're talking about that. Like
yep.
Legit. Oh man. Man. Man oh man oh man.
Ah!
Bergen Durgen.
Bergen Durgen now.
All right.
I've become a Merlot.
I think you made a terrible mistake. You're just a 1-1 now. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
You're just a Raider.
Hey, there are some good Murlocs though.
There actually are. Yes, there actually are. There is a Murloc legendary that will have higher attack and health depending on how many other Murlocs are on the battlefield.
So I either saw that one played or I unlocked. I don't remember. I
saw it played.
Yeah.
I think it's actually one of the decks, one of the story decks has it, I think. I think I actually played it, but it was not like, it's not a default card, but I think one of the story decks has it.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, there you go. So as difficult as it is, I'm going to try to move on from Hearthstone now. I just wanted to say, and I know I've actually mentioned this the past two shows, and I'm fully aware that I have, but I want to say that hype has been approved. And I just want to say The Veil is coming out on August 19th.
Yep.
It's coming out next week. And I need you guys to know that you need to play this game. It really, really is more than what you've played in the demo. It really is one of the standout audio games of all time.
Nice.
That is coming from me.
High praise.
That's coming from me. It's up there like... It's up there with Blind Drive. Blind Drive stood out because it did a lot of things very, very, very well. The Veil is up there with that.
Nice.
That level of quality. It's what you played in the demo. If you thought to yourself, okay, this demo might be fun, but can they do this like consistently for a 5-6 hour experience? Yes. Yes, they can.
Nice. That's good.
So yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to that. I do intend to stream it. I don't exactly know when, but I do intend to do it. I will not be able to stream it on release day, as I've already mentioned, or the day after because of things I have to do, but I will work it out.
Yep.
One of these days soon, I'll be streaming that game, even though I'll be the last to do it. it's all right, though. Also, I threw something in here into the outline with a question mark at the end because I saw some people during my stream were talking about this, but I haven't actually been able to confirm it yet because I haven't had the time to like go and look for it. But I understand people were saying, and maybe Mr. Lucky can clarify this, that Doki Doki Literature Club also got an accessibility mod?
I guess. I haven't tried this out either. Because I don't really have the money to be buying extra stuff right
oh,
now.
Oh, sure, sure. Trip. No, sure. Sure. Also Hearthstone. There's a game.
also Hearthstone.
Also Hearthstone. Come on now.
I do want to give them some money at some point, probably when around the time that like pack opening and deck building comes on. I'll probably get the battle pass.
I mean, sure. I mean, here's the thing, Sir Locke. I would consider, and of course, do whatever you want, but I would consider getting the battle pass now. Because you level up in the battle pass as you play. Mm-hmm. The most that can happen is you can't use the packs you get, but you unlock stuff just for playing the Battle Pass stuff. Every level of Battle Pass, you get a new thing.
Hmm.
So I would consider it, but again, up to you.
Does the mod tell you what you unlock or not?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. It can't read the Battle Pass screen at all.
Ah.
That's in fact, you would need Ray to go into that screen and click on... You have to click on each level to unlock it once you've achieved it.
Oh, yeah, just like normal levels, too.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Because, yeah. Well, it's interesting, because, like, you get, like, quest stuff automatically?
You do, quests, yeah. You do get quest stuff automatically.
But you also have to click on each level, like, rank level, or whatever it is.
Yeah, to get rewards from that. Yeah, And you also get these things called achievement points. But even Missy doesn't know what they're for.
Yeah, what do those do? Because like Ray
she claimed a bunch for me, and she was like, "I don't even know what this is for, but I'll get them for you."
Yeah, that was Ray's. Like Ray claimed mine too that I had, and she's like, "I don't know what these do, but you're getting them."
Here you go. It makes a sound when you claim them, and that's all I know about them.
Yep. But, and you know when you get achievements because like you get a little jingle thing.
I really like that sound. Mm-hmm. Is that just me? Like,
yeah,
I think that's
cool.
A great achievement sound.
You get a lot of them too from just opening packs too.
You get a lot of them just playing. Like I've played a minion and just gotten the achievement sound. Like, what is that for?
I've had things played on me and gotten it too.
Yeah, like what the heck is that for? There's like 4,000 achievements in this game or something. I don't know. But wait. We just looped back around to Hearthstone. And I was trying to move on from. you see, guys, you see what I'm saying? We can't do it.
Yep.
We can't move on.
Anyway, the Veil.
The Veil.
Doki Doki.
Doki Doki Literature Club is what I've moved on to at this point.
Apparently, from what I hear, yeah, because I guess the rest of the game was kind of doable, except for the poetry sections.
Okay. Is that what this mod does then?
I guess that's kind of what this mod does.
Okay, okay.
And I guess there's also some other mods that adds, I don't know, it's, I don't know anything.
all right. I figured if anyone did that you would, so.
But I do know that apparently it only works with the original version. It doesn't work with Doki Doki Literature Club Plus. It does that version. So
okay.
I guess that's just something to be aware of because I think some people made that mistake.
Yeah, that's good to know. That's good to know because I did consider trying it out. So it's good to know in advance. I haven't done that yet. So
yeah. So if you're gonna do it, get the original. Apparently,
the
so.
Original. All right, we'll do then. We'll do. All right.
I have. I don't know. I'm not really. It's not high on my priority because one, Hearthstone, and two, I have like three other visual novels that I need to finish before
sure.
I start another one.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair. That's definitely fair.
No.
Definitely fair. Speaking of visual novels, we finished Eliza. Yay!
Oh, yes. Oh, and I need to finish. You know what? I need to finish Arcade Spirits. That's what I need to do.
I need to restart Arcade Spirits. I need to overcome my sadness at losing my
original
save.
Yeah, that sucked.
And,
that sucks
just,
that happened.
I need to just do it, man. Do it, man. All right, so the last topic that I have in Disability News was actually presented to me. A listener did what we asked listeners to do.
Hey.
And gave me a topic they'd like me to talk about. And I actually want to talk about it. I actually was like, okay, I'll do it. And I looked into it. And they weren't kidding. Okay, so here we go. Mm. There is a game that has existed for quite some time. I think a few years now at this point. Called Survive the Wild. It is an audio game.
Ah, yes.
For the Blizzind. And it just got a massive update. And I mean huge. Like, I'm so that's what our listener Soren wanted me to mention, is that it got a massive update.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked into the update and how massive it was. I downloaded it and looked at the change log. And I spent like 15 minutes reading all the things that are in this massive update to this game. Now, I've never played this game before, but I understand it has developed a community of players, and it is, at the very least, interesting. It's definitely strayed from its original vision, but I think maybe in a positive way.
I don't know. I went through a phase where I liked it. I don't care for it anymore.
Okay. I mean, sure. I think I still want to try it myself.
It's worth a try. You might like it. It's a little. The cash shop stuff is a little much.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff you can buy, and it feels very mobile game pay to win esque to me.
Interesting. Okay.
Kind of a turn off because right. There's a little too much. Like I don't have a problem with cash shop stuff. I generally like cash shop things, but when there's too much of it,
when it feels overdone,
it just like Hearthstone, I will gladly give money to when we can do more.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know this though. Plus, there's like, you can have a paid Survive the Wild account that gives you extra perks and things like that. So I don't know.
That's kind of the MMO model, though. Like, you know,
I mean, it is, but you'll see what I mean when you browse the shop.
Oh, okay. It's,
I don't know.
Okay.
There's a little too much like PK stuff, and PK is just very much not my thing in these kind of games.
No, but according to the things that I read, and maybe this was different back in the day when you played it, but I don't know. PK is, at least right now, entirely optional. It works like New Moon works, where you can choose to be a PK player or not.
Okay.
And you can also go into PK arenas now. It's a new thing. It was new as of this update. PK arenas are a thing now. So if you're not a PK player, but you still want to do some PK for fun, you can just do it for a little while and, you know, come back and not do it, you know? So there isn't random player killing unless you're a PK player.
Well, that's good. I don't remember if it was or not, but yeah, I don't know. But maybe I haven't played in a few years, so.
Yeah. But the point of bringing this up on this segment is just to say, you know, Soren asked us to bring it up. And it is truly a massive update. There's a lot of things now that you can do, and it seems to be a game that doesn't try too hard to be realistic, but does have some elements of that. So, like one thing I
always did like about Survive the Wild is the crafting. The crafting is really neat.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We will see.
You can build houses.
You can build houses.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
That's awesome. All right. I'll see if I can do that.
It's a little silly because it's very much the Kingdom of Loathing style crafting where you just put items together to make bigger items. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Put brick to brick to make brick pair. Yeah.
Put brick pair to brick pair to make wall.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Yep. Got it.
Yep.
All right. That's all right though. Like I can deal with that. But yeah, you know, it's got a massive update.
You know what? I'm talking myself into playing again.
Well, I mean, maybe you should now.
Maybe I should, because it's been a few years. I should give it another chance.
This update was huge, Sherlock. I'm not even kidding. Like, the change log is
some audio, like a bunch of audio stuff, too, that they, like, went in and changed. Like, it's got better 3D audio now or something?
It uses HRTF audio. They said positional audio is better. Apparently, in the past, when things were at an angle to you, they decreased in volume, but it no longer does that because it does correct calculations for distance and so on and so forth.
Nice.
So a lot of audio stuff has been fixed. There's something about cassettes. Apparently, like...
Wait, there's cassettes now?
So one of the things that you can get in that game are cassettes, like cassette tapes. But in the game, a cassette tape will actually play an audio stream from the internet.
Whoa.
So okay, like it's a cool concept.
Okay, I'm intrigued now. I have to know more about this.
Yeah, it's massive. There's so much there. One of the things I was going to reference that I saw was when I was talking about how they're the kind of they're not too realistic, but they kind of have some elements of that. Is now they have added layers of clothing being more protective against certain things like cold, or like if you're wearing like heavy clothing, impacts from like falls and stuff like that.
Oh, good, because that didn't really used to matter.
Yeah, well now it does.
Cool.
You can wear a sweater over a t-shirt and have it actually affect your stats.
Yeah, because it used to be really easy to like get status stuff like cold or hot or whatever. There's actually quite a few status effects in that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm coming in as a new player, but it looks to me, like I said, that change log really did take me like 15 minutes to read. Like it was that big
playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's free, why not? You can just get it as a free player. Just
and I've already got my paid account. Like it's
oh, you do anymore. Okay.
Well, so like it's jump in then. My character's right there.
Yeah, see what's different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump in and try it out. I mean, although, I'm gonna try to get Golden Cursor first, and I'm gonna try to convince you to fight me in Hearthstone.
Yep.
But after that,
yes, we have to do some Hearthstone. Definitely. Yes,
we must face each other. I must show you my Mad Paladin skills. The default deck.
Yeah. So, well, oh no, you already know. I was gonna say give you the tip about like picking classes.
Yeah, pick the class before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's actually let's give that tip to all the listeners out there. If you're a blind listener who wants to try Hearthstone, hasn't yet, and you want to try playing online. Use the mod, go into practice mode, and choose the like whatever class you want to play as online as if you're about to practice with that class. If you do that, it'll be your default class when you actually do get to online.
Yep.
So there you go. Indeed. That's the valuable tip from Sturlock and Brandon Cole.
Yes.
So yeah, Survive the Wild. Soren says check it out. Soren says he loves that game now.
Hmm.
So
yeah, it's definitely got a following for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So that's actually it. That's all I have. Anything else that I didn't talk about that we should?
And there's kind of the non-news that like Madden 22 is the same.
Oh yeah, as
Madden 21.
Madden 22 is out. It has
nothing.
Nothing new.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Nothing new at all, apparently.
Nope. Face the franchise doesn't even read.
Yay.
That's so dumb.
I just can't, like, I can't help just there's thinking
no,
back.
There's no excuse anymore.
Yeah, I
hate
I
to
really,
call it a company out like this, but there's no excuse anymore.
There really isn't. Not when you have, multiple years to get this stuff better.
Yep.
I just can't help. But, just like I did last year and the year before that, I just can't help think back to my article that I wrote, which was so full of hope about the future of Madden.
Yep.
It's still there.
Yep.
It's the article is still there if you want to see what I used to think.
Yep. That just makes me glad we have things like Hearthstone to be hopeful about and optimistic about.
Yeah, even Hades. Like, the Hades mods. Like, we didn't really talk about them today, but the Hades mods are still great, and the Hades mods are still being updated as well.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Tremendous stuff there, too. Yeah, I'm happy to have Hearthstone.
Yeah. I can't. Man. Happened. It hasn't even been a week yet.
Yeah, it hasn't even been a week yet. It'll be a week tomorrow. And the mod's already been improved once.
Yep.
So, I mean, who knows what's coming?
I hope deck building becomes a thing soon.
According Make to a deck. So I actually am a patron of his already. Theirs, mm-hmm. theirs.
So am I, yeah.
Okay, so you saw the patron update, which the patron update actually says that the next thing they want to work on are the solo books stuff, mm-hmm. and then deck building. So deck building should be soon-ish. But to be fair, deck building is also a daunting task.
I think that's going to take a while.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a lot longer than people might realize.
There's a lot to it.
and that's, and I hope people are understanding. I hope people are like, there has been an update in the whole 5 days. Oh my God, he's abandoned it.
Yeah, no.
You know, I hope it's not like that.
If it's been like a year and there's no update, then I'd be worried. But like,
yeah. But this stuff is going to take some time, especially deck building, because there's a lot to it. I think, like, not only are you putting together your deck, but I think you can actually assign a hero skin to a deck. I think that's how hero skins work in the game.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that actually reminds me of the tweet I posted. I put this in my Discord too. I was like, so I just realized, it just occurred to me, well, actually, it occurred to me the previous day, but then I posted about it. It occurred to me that Hearthstone is a game wherein the blind actually will care about every single hero skin we unlock.
Yep. Actually, that reminds me. There, if you have not claimed it yet, it's a free claim. You can get, I forget exactly where it's at, but you can get a free Tyrande Whisperwind.
Really?
Priest hero unlock.
Oh, dude. I wonder where that is. Is it like it's an in-game claim?
Yeah.
Okay, then Missy probably already grabbed it from me.
She
probably already
did. Yeah, in fact, like I had Ray switch my priest to that.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
that's cool. That's the one bit of deck building you did.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I have because of the battle pass, I have a Scabs skin. Huh. Have you met Scabs?
I have not met Scabs. Yeah,
you must not be very far in what's his name? The mercenary guy that you're doing. His storyline. Because Scabs is in there.
Ah. I think I've done
Scabs.
Which fight was he?
He is one of the four that is helping. He's in there as of, I think, the third fight.
Okay, I think that's the one I'm about to do.
Yeah, okay.
You think?
Yeah, I think it's the third one.
Okay.
You'll like Scabs, I think.
Nice.
I'm very curious to see what his hero skin. I bet it's hilarious.
You can get him as a skin. That's cool.
Yeah, he's a hero skin.
Nice.
He's in the battle pass. He's in
this. Dang, and I want to get the battle pass, but I'm going to wait until I get back from my trip.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Anyway.
How long does this last?
It is going until December.
Oh, okay.
The Hearthstone seasons are fairly long, unlike Diablo, where it's like 9 weeks.
Yeah.
Hearthstone is pretty long.
Okay, cool.
So you got plenty of time. Yeah, man.
Too much stuff. Too much good stuff.
I know, it's so awesome.
It's a good time to be a gamer right now.
What I got it now.
I got.
All right. I am going to say that's going to be it for accessibility news. Because if we don't stop now, we'll never will.
Talk about Hearthstone.
We never will. All right. So we're going to do a little outro thingy. Then we're going to get out of here for this week. This has been episode 96. Of the Breakdown Walls podcast comes to a close.
Oof.
What an episode it is. I mean, sure, it was a heck of a lot of Hearthstone, but still, you know, it was pretty great to be able to talk about this.
I just can't believe how much of a kind of dream come true kind of thing it is. Like,
it really is, though.
You know, like, I think, I mean, you definitely have been pining for this a lot longer than I have, but we pretty much had the same reaction.
Like, yeah, no, we did. Yeah, we did because like it doesn't take much with Hearthstone. Like from the blindest perspective, like you hear someone play this game with this incredible audio where every card has its own audio and it's all like fully voiced and stuff like that, and you just go, whoa.
Yeah.
And now we can play that. Like,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah. It's amazing. I will say this. I fully intend to request the presence of one guide dev on the podcast. Yes. I am currently targeting episode 98 because I think you're not going to be here for 97.
I will not be here for 97, but I should be back. I mean, I'll be getting back that Thursday after, but I mean, like, I'll be around, you know, like.
You'll be
I can
right.
sleep. I can sleep after.
All right. I'm thinking 98 then. Maybe we'll try part of that and see if we can.
Hopefully. I hope we can get them.
Yeah, that'd be awesome to discuss with them the process of creating an accessible Hearthstone mod.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome. No guarantees, but I mean, look, it's my podcast. They better. Just kidding. No, it's been a great show. Thank you again to Soren for doing the thing and sending us a thing to talk about. I'll tell you this right now, Soren.
You even got me, who was just like, eh, it's Breath of the Wild. You got me to talk myself into trying it again.
Yeah. I'll tell you this right now. Like, looking into this to prepare to talk about it today has made me interested as well. So I'm also going to try it out. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if I'll be like a long-time player or whatever, but I'll give it a shot and I'll see what happens.
Yep.
And I think that's gonna do it. I think that's gonna cover everything for this show. I will be flying solo next week, and I almost thought about asking Sirlock if he preferred that I didn't. But
oh no, you can go ahead.
Well, here's why I didn't ask you initially, because it is currently believed that there will be a state of play on August 19th.
Of course, there
so
will be.
Of course, there will. Am I crazy? Didn't always happen. Days also used to be on Wednesdays when we used to record on Wednesdays? Like, am I insane?
It was either Wednesdays or it would be on the Thursday after we recorded.
That's right.
So we'd have to wait another, 6 days.
No. Yeah, so while it hasn't yet been confirmed by Sony, there are some people saying that there's going to be a state of play on the 19th. So if that happens, I mean, I'm definitely going to be covering that, but I will be flying solo next week. And probably talking about Hearthstone for 3.8 hours. Mostly.
Just watch on the day that we'll be playing Hearthstone. Raina will probably be playing Hearthstone at some point during our trip.
Yeah, yeah. I still want to fight Ray too. I gotta get that mm-hmm. going. A lot of Hearthstone coming up. A lot of cool stuff. We have Hades coming out on consoles. I have a lot to talk about next week. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like, there's, I'll have the Veil to talk about.
You just, yeah, the Veil's coming out. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Just to be aware, if you ever want to stream online Hearthstone stuff,
turn off the ID.
Turn off the real ID stuff, because you don't want to accidentally dox people.
Yep, because real ID is exactly what it sounds like.
Yep.
Shows people your name instead of your gamer tag thing.
Yep.
So yeah, definitely turn off real ID.
Yep.
If you want to stream it. All right. Well, that's going to do it, guys. Thanks, as always, for listening to the show. We appreciate your feedback. We appreciate that you listen to us. And remember, that format change is a-coming.
Yep.
So get ready for that. It's after episode 100, it is a-coming. So, but for now, I, flying solo, will see you next week.